This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. It is still unclear who will be on the ballot for Denver mayor in a runoff election in June. In results from Tuesday's vote, former state senator Mike Johnston led a long list of candidates with 25% of the vote. That's enough to keep his campaign alive.
I like to say that in Denver, I think our spirit has always been, we are not the victims of our own story, we're the authors.
Johnston's opponent in June is still undetermined. The latest vote totals show Kelly Bruff in second place, but Lisa Calderon is catching up with thousands more votes still to be counted. The mayor's race in Colorado Springs will go to a runoff election in May. A land use bill that would end single-family zoning in most of Colorado gets a first hearing in the legislature today. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Proponents, including Governor Jared Polis, say the measure will give property owners more freedom to build different types of housing, with the goal of increasing the supply and lowering costs. Cities and towns staunchly oppose the bill. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Dominic Moreno says that's one reason to hold off on voting on the policy.
Very conscious of this is big policy. And so want to really provide the opportunity for people to have their voices heard.
Local governments say zoning decisions should remain their responsibility. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Home prices in Colorado Springs rose last month after a months-long trend of falling prices. The median price for a single-family home in the Springs rose $20,000 to $460,000. That's the highest since last October, though still below record highs from last summer. This is CPR News.